All right, on this episode of Bare Knuckle Radio, very excited to be talking to an individual coming off of quite the big win that went down in the headliner of BKFC's first foray into Canada. Quite the impressive first round finish there over Gabriel Roman inside of a minute, and very happy to have Jad Masson Wong on Bare Knuckle Radio to talk a bit about that. How are you doing, Jad? I imagine you're feeling really good after a win like that.
Yes, I feel really good. I cannot ask for better after to have won this fight like that and in front of all my country. So I'm really proud and happy.
Yeah, for sure. Understandable. I saw you had a post just a bit ago, though, where you were saying something to the effect of, what do you think now behind your computer? My outfit at the weigh-ins was the best. What was going on with that?
Because on the vertical page on Instagram, at the weigh-in, I had like a nice outfit with blood and everything, and people were really saying mean things and bad things and said that Gabrielle will win just because of that. So it cost me a lot, and that's why I did the post after. Now nobody said nothing. So that's why.
Yeah, that's kind of a wild thing that people would be saying that, because even just looking at your, you know, fights in BKFC so far, they've always been really exciting. But I guess there's always weird people on the internet, right?
Yes, exactly. But it was really a lot, like, more than normal. So I just wanted to tell them a message, and now it's good. It's good because the people don't know, but say me, I put blood and everything just because I like the gore thing, and say I was doing photo shoot with blood in my face before fighting, so, but people don't think maybe they thought it was disrespectful or something like that, but it's just a custom for the weigh-in, so it was just that.
Yeah, I hear where you're coming from, and I mentioned it in the introduction, this being the first BKFC card in Canada, and you got to main event. Like, what was all of that like, just being part of history there?
It was nice. I think there's always more and more fans in Canada for BKFC, and I hope they're going to come to my state in Quebec, so because I have a lot of people asking me they would like to come see it there, and so I think it's growing a lot here in Canada.
Yeah, that would be cool, because you got to do that in MMA during your TKO days. It'd be cool to bring BKFC there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got to get them on that. That would be really cool. But, I mean, I would feel like that was the, I guess, best performance you could have hoped for, in a way. Just multiple knockdowns and a finish in a minute and beating a ranked contender as well. Like, was that kind of how you saw the fight playing out heading in, or did that even surprise you almost in a sense?
No, I wasn't expecting that nothing for real, because I know Gabriel is a really good fighter, and the what I saw from her, like the first fight she did at Bernacle, it was at 140, 8 days notice, and she did the draw, and it was a really good fight. And the second that she won at 125 by TKO first round. So I was expecting a longer fight, and maybe I was expecting some bruise in my face. And but finally, the first fight, I landed, connected, and I saw in her eyes that she was affected. So I just jumped on the occasion and don't let her to control of her again. I don't know if I can say it like that.
Yeah, no, I get where you're coming from, for sure. Just such an impressive win against someone who also is a ranked contender. I mean, you're number one, but I was seeing that she's within that, you know, top five kind of fixture as well. I mean, I guess in saying that, I would feel like the next logical step is a title fight with Christine Faria. Is that kind of, I guess, what you see happening next?
Yes, I would like for sure. Me and Christine Faria, we talked the longer before, even after the fight of Taylor Sterling. So I think it's gonna be time. But I know she's fighting April 26th, I think, at the Nakamilia in California. So we're gonna see after how she is, if she have damage and pain, or so if it's not possible now. Me, I would like to have a money fight like against a girl, like a popular girl, maybe from the UFC or something like that. So if I thought Paige VanZant or something like that, but I know it's not really logical because she only did two fights and she didn't win. But just to sell the fight, a girl like that would be really good.
Yeah, especially because, like you said, that title picture is kind of tied up at least for the next little bit. So a fight that would get that kind of huge attention would be cool. Yeah, I get what you mean. I feel like a Paige VanZant fight would be a huge one. I think she's talked about wanting to do at least one more BKFC fight, but I feel like she's doing like gloved boxing next. But I mean, that would be huge.
Yes, I think, I heard that too. She's doing a boxing match, but I know she's still got one fight on her contract with DK, with DKFC. Or if it's not her, I don't know. Another girl from that is not in the BKFC now, or I don't know. So I will look for that with my team, and I hope to have news really soon.
Yeah, so as much as you... I mean, I want to, you know, appreciate the great win that you had, but it seems like the way you're phrasing it is almost like you would like a quick enough turnaround for your next fight.
Mm-hmm. Really, I don't have pain nowhere. For sure, I'm going to take vacation, a few weeks of vacation, because the training camp, I did the training camp for this fight, and the other before I did the boxing match too in December, so my body just need to rest a little bit for the training, but I will restart like first May. I will be at the gym for my next training camp, and hope to fight maybe beginning of the summer, or I don't know, but something like that, I hope.
And it seems like from some posts I was seeing as well, you might want like a Christine Vicens rematch potentially, so it seems like you have options.
Yes, for sure. I want this girl in my life. I want to beat her. I want to rematch. If I don't have this fight in my life, I will not be satisfied. So I want to take her another time, but I don't know. I don't think the next fight. I don't think the next fight will be that. But for sure, I want a revenge in my life against her.
Yeah, just cool to have all these options in your or at your disposal, rather, options in front of you. But it was cool you touched on that December boxing match, because I wanted to get some insights there too. Like, what was that experience like? I mean, obviously the outcome was in your favor. Like, what was the whole experience there like?
It was a good experience, but with this fight, what I wanted is to really improve myself, like put in. Apply what I learned the month before. It was really for my personal experience and to upgrade. So we had the specific goals with my boxing fight, like, because me, I like to go forward and say I like to go to war. So if I have a girl who's going for to do the same thing than me, I'm not going back. So the goal was to not enter in the game of the other girl, because she was a girl that was putting a lot of pressure, and we knew that. So it was really to work smarter with angles and say make her miss and come back, and I did it. So for that, it's a check. I see a progression with this boxing fight, and it helped me to stay in shape and be already lower, because it was a fight at 130. So it was there was many benefits with this fight, but it was the first time with the gloves like 8 ounces, so I don't really like it, because going from bare knuckle no gloves and with the big gloves, the first time I fought with big gloves like that, because before I was doing MMA, so it was really an extreme to another, and I really prefer no gloves. I feel more free and Yes, it's better for me, no gloves.
Yeah, because I was seeing in an interview with Ashley Evan Smith that you've been boxing since you were like around 13 years old. But I mean, bare knuckle is such an interesting rule set for you because you get to use all of that knowledge, but also the MMA experience with like the clinch fighting and stuff. So yeah, I get why the BKFC rule set would probably be the one you're, I guess, most keen about, I guess.
To be from the MMA, exactly like with the clinch and the wrestling, we can work with the hand and things like that. So it's an advantage to did MMA before. But boxing, yes, I never did a fight, even amateur before my boxing fight in December. I never did an amateur boxing fight, so I'm really more prepared for bare knuckle than normal boxing.
Yeah, and obviously you've grown a lot fight to fight through your own efforts, but just even doing my research on you, like some of the people you've been able to get in some work with, like I saw like you with Yuli Diaz and Guillermo Rigondeaux. So yeah, I love to see that. It's kind of cool that Rigondeaux is looking to do BKFC too, but it always seems like you surround yourself with elite fighters to really grow what you're doing.
Yes, I went to Florida like the past 2 winter, and I met a lot of people, bare knuckle fighter, coach, and everything, and it was really good. But now I did my last 3 training camp in Montreal, and I see it's the best for me now. They are not used to fight to train bare knuckle fighter, but my coach make adjustment and. He's used to work with the professional boxer because it's the same gym than Arsobet Ergiev and many other professional boxers. So the team is strong, the structure is really good. In the same building, I have my conditioning gym, just the door next to my boxing gym. So and for sure, I saw the difference. Like when I was in Florida and. They speak English or Spanish, and it's really more easy here. I speak the same language, so I feel like I learn really more fast.
Yeah, no, fair enough. And it's cool you have that balance with like the core space in Quebec and then the ability to cross train at certain times. It seems like best of both worlds in that sense.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
It's kind of cool because, like you said, like they're almost in a way not used to training like bare knuckle fighters. Like, that's kind of cool that you're kind of like even passing on the knowledge that you've gathered from bare knuckle in a certain sense. It's cool to see what might happen with like bare knuckle fighters in Canada as well, because they did have, you know, an event in Red Deer earlier this year too, like a different promotion with bare knuckle. So yeah, I mean, you could be helping a wave of great bare knuckle fighters from Canada.
Yes, and I thought it would take. There's many people who would like to do it. I have requests from other, like MMA fighter, things or boxing fighter here in Montreal, Quebec. They asked me how they can go in, but see, meet my manager who put me in contact with. But I have a lot of requests, and I saw like two guy I was fighting on the same card when I was doing MMA. That now one is he was fighting last weekend for Game Bread, bare knuckle MMA, and another one I think he signed with bare knuckle promotion too. So it's coming really big, and people like it, and they want to do it.
Yeah, no, it's awesome to follow along with. There's so many, you know, cool parts of this sport. I've really been enjoying watching it. And it seemed like the Canadian fans even were really receptive to it at the River Cree Resort and Casino. They seem to get fired up for your performance and all the other great fights as well.
Yes, I think they appreciate that, and yes, I talked it with some people. They did like 6 hours just to come see the fight, and people love that. So it's a show, it's advertising. There's always action, and how can you not like it? That's nice.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And there was another post I saw you had up that I thought was kind of interesting, like where you were saying, like, oh, I should go do Hollywood movies or WWE after my fighting career. Like, is that something you've kind of thought of for a little bit now? I mean, you talked about the costume at the weigh-ins and stuff like that. So it seems like you have a kind of flair for, you know, that portion of the game, like is acting and pro wrestling stuff. I mean, obviously a lot of bare knuckle to come for sure, but it's cool that you're kind of thinking of doing that stuff also.
Yes, I think because I know the miracle, I love miracle, and I want to do it as long as I can, but I'm conscious that the career are not so long because we have a lot of damage to the hands and we never know, it's hard for the body. So I'm thinking for sure for my after career fighting. And yes, it's something I would like maybe say WWE because it's still like costume and girls are, they have nice outfit, nice hair, makeup, but and it's still athletic, but they don't have like the risk of a big concussion or things like that. So I think it can be a good after career fighting.
Yeah, no, for sure. That would be cool to see. But like we're talking about, a lot of great stuff to come in BKFC. And super appreciate you coming on the show after such a great win. I guess I'm curious if maybe there was anything you wanted to mention as we were wrapping up. Actually, I saw you had a, you know, sponsor shout out on Instagram just before we kind of got into doing this interview. Like,
yes, shout out to my sponsor and the fans in Canada. And I hope the Bernacle will come then, again, and fans will be able to see me fight in our country again. So thank you to support me, and I hope to see you soon, everyone, again.
Yeah, maybe the next time you're in a main event in Canada, it'll be for the title, eh?
Yes, I hope.
But in any event, great performance against Gabrielle Roman. And thanks so much for coming on Bare Knuckle Radio, Jod. Looking forward to seeing what's next in your fighting career. But until then, you have a good rest of your day. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks to you. Have a good day.